audits.
TGIF. Today, the first Friday in March, we'd be remiss if we didn't remind you it's National Employee Appreciation Day. The non-holiday commemoration calls on companies to recognize, celebrate, and reward their employees for all the hard work they've done during the year. But for one company in Southborough, every day is Employee Appreciation Day. From our Bostonomics desk, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Sigmund Freud said, love and work, work and love. That's all there is. Well, according to a recent Gallup survey, Americans have a love-hate relationship with their work. A quarter say they aren't satisfied with their jobs. More than half aren't engaged in their work and are looking to leave. How do you feel about your job?
My name is Eric, and I have been miserable.
Eric Mosley laughs today. That's because now he's CEO of Global Force and loves his job at the Southborough company he founded 17 years ago after working in many miserable firms in Ireland before coming to the U.S.
The world is littered with companies with low morale, cynical cultures. And as any leader will tell you, culture is destiny in business. No, culture is what manages employees when managers are not around. And that is the secret of success.
Global Force applies psychological research, a dose of technology, and big data to create corporate cultures where workers are recognized and rewarded by their colleagues. The idea, says Mosley, is to emphasize the human in HR, putting the needs of people in the company at the top of the pyramid of psychologist Philip Maslow's hierarchy of needs, where self-esteem, respect for others, and self-actualization, once realized, empower people to release their full potential in a way annual reviews and salary increases can't.
What the research shows is the company gets about 6 weeks of engagement lift with that employee. And after 6 to 8 weeks, the employee is, well, what have you done for me lately? That's the end of that story.
Global Force's product is a system that enables workers to reward one another online or with a phone app. Co-workers can send each other praise and points that can be exchanged for gift cards, trips, charitable contributions, even cash. Employees feel empowered and companies get more bang for their bucks. Eric Mosley uses a $5,000 annual bonus as an example.
If you take that $5,000, now split it into $150 awards, and get the employees all around that employee, all of the colleagues, to all throughout the year give 100 times they're going to give a $50 award, you lift that employee for the whole year. Because each one of those has a 6 weeks half-life as well. Not only that, the extra dividend is that the employee is now much more connected with all of their colleagues.
The value of the rewards can range from a few dollars to thousands. A virtual HR consultant could recommend the amount, but it's that emotional connection among coworkers based on peer recognition, not the money, that Mosley maintains creates a self-managing corporate culture. His company practices what he preaches. It uses the online system.
Congratulations, Grant, on your five-year anniversary. It's fantastic to see all you've contributed over those.
Mosley sent a video message and some money award. He's not saying how much, to commemorate corporate VP Grant Beckett's service.
You've been a huge part of this company. You've been
So he goes on for a while, and yet again, that is something that I have watched multiple times, and is a little bit of a, you know, a personal message and a connection that I have to Eric. But more importantly, I would say, but don't tell Eric that, are the stories that I heard from my peers around the world.
The entire marketing organization, we just wanted to wish you well. We hope you're doing okay.
2 years ago, Beckett suffered a serious accident while on an overseas business trip. His coworkers used the Global Force reward system to send a shout out.
We love you, and we just wanted to wish you well, okay? So from everybody,
love you.
Beckett shuts off the demo, turns, and wipes his eye.
I'm a little teary. Shows the level of connectedness that we have in our organization.
And it's that connectedness among workers companies that contract with Global Force are looking for. Transnational companies like JetBlue, Intuit, Hershey, and locally Bay State Health, whose 12,000 workers are spread out around Springfield.
Yes, it works. In fact, the first full year, we had nearly 14,000 recognitions occur in the organization.
Jennifer Faulkner, VP of Team Engagement at Baystate, needed a way for managers and workers to recognize and reward one another with feedback and points. She still recalls the very first use of the Global Force system. It was a message a doctor sent to a groundskeeper.
It actually gave us goosebumps when we saw it. What she said was, "I've never met you, and I had to ask around to find your name, but I've long wanted to give you a shout out for your work ethic and dedication." And that really said it all. It showed how kind of different worlds came together for Baystate Health, and people were recognizing each other. That's kind of the grand moment as we flip the switch.
Of course, in the corporate world, it's not just the thought that counts. Hershey employees may be happier using the Global Force product, but earlier this week, the chocolate company laid off 15% of its worldwide workforce. And because some workers may become too reward happy and try to game the system, CEO Eric Mosley says Global Force has that covered.
Well, that's where technology comes in. A modern platform will have fraud detection where if there's unusual activity, it will quarantine the awards until somebody investigates.
Meanwhile, Mosley continues to garner reward credits for his work, hoping his interview for this story brings him coworker recognition.
I took up scuba diving last year, and so I'm accumulating my points for some scuba diving equipment. And when I hit the magic number, I will be, you know, buying my own equipment.
Maybe by next October, in time to commemorate National Bosses Day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.
Special funding for Bostonomics provided by Newmark Grubb Knight Frank's downtown team, delivering professional real estate insight and advisory services to Boston's changing market. NGKF.com.